gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for May the 17th, 2010. We'll begin our meeting today by an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, and the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Domain. Will you stand?
Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation where our freedoms are numerous. Lord, be with those who don't have the freedom of worship or a government for the people by the people. We ask that you protect our military personnel and provide comfort to those families as they protect our freedoms. Father, I ask that you give us, this elected body, the guidance and wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and that are representative of the residents of Jefferson County. I pray all these things in your precious name. Amen.
I'm in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Take the items under purchasing. Item A, approve specifications for a municipal street sweeper for the Southeast Texas Regional Airport. Item B, approve specs for a term contract for fire sprinklers, fire pump, kitchen hood suppression, and Halon 1301 fire suppression inspection for Jefferson County. Item C, approve specs for Walter Humphrey State Park Pier restoration for Jefferson County. Item D, approve renewal of a term contract for armored car service for Jefferson County for a term of from May 26, 2010 to May 25th, 2011. Item E, execute and receive and file this renewal of the term contract for the said armored car service. Item F, extend opening date for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County, June 8, 2010 to June 15, 2010. Item G, approve contract for bridge replacement project. That's at Boondocks Road at North Fork of Taylor with APC Texas, Inc. Item H, execute, receive, and file this contract between Jefferson County and APC for the Boondocks Road project. Item I, approve contract for a bridge replacement on Humble Camp Road at Hillbrant Bayou to Tom Mack. Item J, execute, receive, and file this contract involving Tom Mack. Item K, consider and approve, possibly approve, a task order number 8 with Schomburg and Polk, Inc. for North Ramp Area Concrete Pavement Rehabilitation in the amount of $42,700. Item L, execute, receive, and file this task order number 8 with Schomburg Polk, Inc. for the North Ramp Area Concrete in the amount stated in K. Item M and N have been tabled. Item O, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property is authorized by the local government code for broken or obsolete items. Is there a motion on these items?
Judge, I'll move for approval. Can we read into the record the contract amounts on those bridge projects?
Okay, what about Boondocks Road?
I have a question on K and L. Number one, I know they instructed me that a task order is basically a change name for from a change order. Is that right or wrong?
No, a change order is a change in the plans.
Okay, then.
A task order is a contract that is set up to do repetitive tasks one at a time. As you do this one and get complete, then you can move to the next one.
Okay.
And so we're moved, we've moved now to where we want to start task order number 8 at the pavement rehab on one of the runways.
How much money was totally allocated for this project, and was it bidded in such a way that, that this would be open where somebody else could get an opportunity at it?
Well, it was originally bid that way.
Okay.
I don't know the total amount. That happened a year or so ago, and I don't remember the amount for the total contract.
So it did go out in an open bid process?
No, sir. Commissioner, this is professional service. It's impermissible under law to bid it by price.
Okay.
Because it is a professional service contract. And,
okay.
And engineering services, it's not permitted for this entity to bid engineering services by price.
So we could have basically used 3 or 4 different engineering companies?
Yes, sir, we could have had the court elected to do so.
Okay, then. Thank you. How many more tasks do we have?
Only Hal can answer that. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that contract, really.
Concern, a red flag concern. We need to talk about it. When Harold come or with that committee, because I have gotten calls and no one is getting an opportunity to bid on some of these projects, and all they're seeing is the amounts. And that is a concern.
Is this task order number 8, the amount shown, within the bid price, the original bid?
No, I don't think the original contract had a total amount.
Rugg, Mr. Rugg just spoke.
Cost per hour.
Okay.
Don, excuse me. Thank you. Ms. Guidry, do we have a second on that motion?
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A. Again, we encourage all citizens to participate in the 2010 census. County Auditor, item A, budget transfer for Precinct 4 in the amount of $2,500. Item B, payment of regular county bills, 338989 through check number 339326. Is there a motion on these?
Mm-hmm.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Risk management, receive and file contract with Interface EPA for employees assistance programs. Program effective January 1, 2010. Is there a motion on this?
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Sheriff's Department, consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Sheriff Woods and Deputy Chief Ron Hobb to attend the Harbor Safety and Area Maritime Service Conference in New Jersey City, New Jersey, from June 8th through the 10th, 2010. This is not a budgeted trip. All expenses be paid from the sheriff's forfeiture account. There is no cost to the county. Is there a motion on this?
So move.
Have a motion? We have a second?
Second.
Have a motion, a second? Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. And there's not anything further, that concludes. Hey, sir.
I meant to tell you this one before court started. Those of you that may not be aware, Chief Jack Colley passed away yesterday. He was the state's emergency management director. He is a man that helped lead the effort in a couple of major disasters here with Hurricanes Rita and Ike. And he's a man that did a lot for this area, directing state resources to us, and also looking after us even in storm preparations by directing assets and even financial benefit to this area. I'd like for the court, if you would, ask everybody if you would remember his family in your prayers. He suffered a massive heart attack, was in hospital, and never got out of the hospital. Luckily, he was at the hospital when that happened, but just wanted to point that out and ask everyone to remember him in their prayers.
Thank you very much, Sheriff. Mr. Colley, Colonel Colley, was a tremendous asset to the state of Texas. It was an absolute pleasure to get to work with him on a personal basis. And I can tell you from experience, when we were involved in a disaster, he was a true leader. He was a colonel and has a great war record. And like Sheriff said, we need to remember his family in our thoughts and prayers. Thank you, Sheriff. Anything else? We're adjourned.